Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/diagram now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more features like advanced shapes, dependency mapping, and two-way Jira syncing. Get started today at Miro.com/diagram now.
Hi there. This is K-Town, and you're listening to Mysterious Radio. And now for this UFO news segment with Heidi Hollis.
Launching off with our curious clips, the Eglin UAP sighting was commercial light. A pilot spotted the UAP during a training exercise off the Florida coast. Aero investigated it. Need I say anything more? Okay, now here, this story comes to us from NewsNationNow.com. And the story begins with the Pentagon said it has resolved the case of a UAP reported near Eglin Air Force Base off the coast of Florida, finding it was a lighter than air object, such as a commercial light balloon. The report from the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office said there was, quote, moderate confidence in the conclusion in the report, which was made due to the object's potential hazard to flights and the fact that it was in a sensitive area. Well, that makes sense that they would hop on that, right? A previous Pentagon report indicated most UAP sightings can be attributed to known objects that are just simply misidentified, though some have questioned the validity of the findings. So, the Eglin UAP sighting, a pilot reported the UAP on January 26, 2023, observing four objects flying between 16,000 and 18,000 feet using the onboard radar system. The pilot reported the objects appeared to be flying in formation, but they only observed one of the objects visually. The pilot captured two images of the single object using the aircraft's electro-optical and infrared sensor. The plane's recording equipment was inoperable, so there was no video of the object captured. Of course, right? Okay, so the story continues. The pilot described the UAP as gray with a paneled surface and orange-red coloring in the center. In discussions with Aero, the pilot said the object was about 12 feet in diameter and was either stationary or moving very slowly. Ooh, that'll stand out. The pilot also said the UAP had a rounded bottom and a rounded cone shape on the top half, similar to the Apollo spacecraft. And the pilot saw a heat signature around the bottom portion. What? How did this get dismissed? The pilot came within 4,000 feet of the object when the radar on the plane malfunctioned and did not work for the rest of the training exercise. Nothing to look at here, right? After the exercise, it was determined a circuit breaker had tripped. Aero found there was no connection between the object and the incident with the circuit breaker. Bermuda Triangle. I'm sorry, something's in my throat. That never happens. See a UFO and electronics go haywire or suddenly don't work. Okay. Arrow reported that after an investigation, it was determined the UAP was an ordinary object that did not show any anomalous flight behavior and was most likely a lighter-than-air object. Lighter-than-air objects include meteorological balloons, Mylar balloons, and commercial lighting balloons. Arrow reported the object was most likely a commercial lighting balloon based on reconstruction of the flight geometry and the angle of the sun. The UAP's slow pace and direction were consistent with an object being held up and moved by the wind, according to wind direction and speed at the time it was seen. The heat signature was a visual misperception or motion-induced image blurring, Arrow said. Commercial light balloons are used for special events, construction sites, and movie sets. Arrow tested balloons and found they could replicate some of the pilot's account. So everybody just rest at ease. They're on top of it. They covered that one. Okay. All right. Continuing to the UFO hotspot. One of my favorites. We're going to check out the sighting that occurred April 25th, 2024. The duration was 15 seconds. And oh my, this name is something else. Shinetti? Okay. New York. It's in New York. This was seen while driving on exit 25 on the bridge over 90. The color was white and dark. Estimated size. Okay, I didn't see this one coming. Estimated size. Turkey vulture size. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have never heard that comparison to an unknown craft before, ever in my entire life. Hold on, it gets better. Estimated speed. Is this a joke? Turkey vulture speed. It was stationary and moving. Why this comparison with this? Okay, all right, we're going to continue. I did not see that coming. That's funny. Okay, all right. Continuing. Flat, square, white on one side and dark metallic gray on the other. Tumbling and flapping through the air near a turkey vulture. Similar size. Everybody stop laughing. I was driving home from work on I-90, exit 25. See, it's a serious one. On the bridge, going over 90. I looked up ahead and saw a turkey vulture and a flat, square object with white on one side and dark metallic gray on the other, flying next to it. The square object was flapping and tumbling through the air, almost trying to imitate the turkey vulture. Wow. Oh, this got real, didn't it? That's interesting. Okay, I like to be as surprised as you are listening to this stuff because I didn't read this ahead of time. Wow. But it was very obviously a flat square and not a bird. There was no wind and it was very high up. The object never changed dimensions, but was flexible and mobile. It was appearing to stay afloat without wings or wind. It almost looked like a large piece of square paper, and it was flexible in the same way. Maybe it was a piece of paper caught in the wind. I'm just saying. I could be wrong. I'm just, tossing that out there. I wanted to observe longer, but it was rush hour. Lots of traffic. Unable to pull off to the side. I could not see it in my rearview mirror, but the direction I was driving also changed. I am sure other drivers must have noticed it as well, but I can't confirm anyone in particular other than myself. I'm a physician assistant, for background, and of... I hear this a lot. And I'm of sound mind. A lot of people like to establish that for obvious reasons. I was unable to get a picture or a video as I was driving. the pictures I've attached are me trying to recreate what I saw. The post-it note has lines on one side and blank on the other, like the object was white on one side with dark gray metallic color on the other. And at times, could just see one side of it versus when bent and flapping form. And I have to say, this, looking at the image here, the image that was included with this is telling. It is telling. It does help to paint a picture. And so what they've done is they took a little a post-it note and they just kind of like folding space and time one into the other. All right. So I how to say that name? Shenandoah. I don't know. That's in New York. Okay, so this next one comes to us. Captain Cook, Hawaii. That's easy. April 25th, 2024. That's when this occurred. And location over large ocean vessels in the, oh boy, it's a hard name, Alanuihaha Channel. Vessels appear to be military. Shape, cylinder. Color, metallic silver. Estimated size, unknown. Large UFO. Orbs, much smaller. Okay. This was seen from land. Direct line of sight. My home is 150 feet elevation from sea level. That's where they're seeing it from. And the closest distance, 1.5 to 2 miles. Estimated speed, large craft hovered. Small orbs, extremely fast. Explanation. National UFO Reporting Center sometimes likes to put what something potentially is. So their explanation is possibly a blimp. It should be easy to see where the blimp was, right? Characteristics, aura or haze around the object. Aircraft was nearby. Okay. Person starts off describing maybe military vessels with a military helicopter overhead. I saw out on the horizon what looked at first like a large island. Then I saw a military helicopter circling above. As I focused in, I noticed it was vessels, possibly military. I started taking pictures and captured a large UFO high above the ships when lowered and hovered above the vessels. Two orb-like UFOs appeared out of the ocean. Oh, is that a blimp too? They came out of the ocean and I caught a picture of those. I actually was trying to photograph what looked like a floating island and caught sight of the UFOs by accident. Wow. What got my attention in the beginning was the military helicopter, probably from, Pahukokuloa. Military installation on Mauna Kea. Wow. So, explanation being a potential blimp, but those orbs weren't considered, were they? Huh. That's a fascinating one. They came out of the ocean, guys. Out of the ocean. I dig it. All right, so this next one. Oh, this is an easy one. So this occurred April 25th, 2024. Easy as far as words. duration currently ongoing. And the location? Sweetwater, Tennessee. And farmland is right next to city. All right. The shape is light color, bright white. Estimated size? No idea. Direction from viewer, north to northeast. And closest distance, a couple of miles. Estimated speed, I'm not sure. It was fast. All right. This is what the witness says. Lights that fade in and out, moving really fast. I work on a farm. And a couple of years ago, while at work, I saw a light that just kept getting real bright and then moved really fast across the sky and faded out. Sometimes there will be three or four lights at the same time. This is still happening to this day. It will happen in the same area over about a 2 month period, and then stop for about a month, and then they will just start showing up again. But at different spots, it show up there every night for about 2 months, and it just keeps going back and forth between the two spots. I know for a fact that these are not airplanes or helicopters, because I could watch planes fly by while these are showing up, and they are just way too different. There is no noise, and some of the moves these lights make, it's just incredible. I could show anyone these lights. I don't have a good camera to capture them with. I've filmed them on my phone before, but it just looks like a light in the sky. The phone camera doesn't do it any justice. Anyways, that's my report. I wish I could just figure out what I'm seeing. There have been other sightings in the area, one by my brother. And if you have any questions, please reach out. Thanks. That's interesting. Well, you know, I gotta say, you guys, if you personally have seen something strange in the sky or had an alien encounter and you want to share it here on the air, or if you want to send us an email about it and I'll read it here on the show, send it on over to us at mysteriousradio.com and I will talk about it right here. That's it for the UFO report today. I'm Heidi Hollis, reminding you to always keep your eyes on the sky and your mind open. We'll see you next time.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.